It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
So we have Billy and Damien.
Good
in up. The studio.
How you doing?
Good, good. How are you guys going?
Good. Yeah. I've just tangled myself up in my jacket trying to get it off.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad.
Loudest jacket in the world.
And I really want to spray this Marie Badescu skincare bottle here. I've got this intrusive thought.
I think you should spray it.
What is it?
I have no idea.
It's just on the equipment.
It's just
no, not on the equipment. I just want to. Oh, we got our dog here as well, Ribs.
Ribs.
Spray it on her.
No. Oh, fragrant now.
Hell yeah! Awesome. Well, you guys have some very exciting things coming up. Drive Island, a new single that we're going to play on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is very, very exciting. But firstly, for those who don't really know you, who are you guys?
So we are two-thirds of Greco-Romanc.
Yes.
We are a three-piece based in Tāmaki Makaurau.
We defy genre. We're like cultural contaminants. We make noisy, dark donk with two singers. Billy, who does very nice operatic things, and then we got a growler, Mikey, and I'm not either of those two. I do the electronic musical stuff.
Nice. We actually played a song from you guys early in the show. We played Get to Work.
Oh, yes.
An absolute classic.
An absolute classic.
That song must piss everyone off by this point, eh? They're like, yes, I know.
What pisses us off?
We're at work.
I find it funny because I played that at just like 20 minutes to 5, so it's more like getting off of work.
All right, yeah.
Rather than get to work, unless you work evenings.
It is a Marxist anthem, though, so, you know.
Yeah.
Now, we're here to chat about some tracks that you guys have picked out for this segment, which is very exciting.
And yeah, it was hard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, well, it's a, yeah.
Two, three,
two
one.
Two, three is, yeah.
Top, name stuff. Your favourite film ever.
Yeah.
Go, now.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. It's terrible. it's always shifting and changing, you know, based on the time and the mood and the things you've been absorbing. But I do think we're ready for you. We did some thinking.
Mm-hmm. Look, this first song I'm going to play is Scatman's World by Scatman John. I did have a bit of a laugh, so let's play it right now.
Did you grow up with Scatman?
I don't know. I think I heard it a lot on the internet.
Yeah.
But I haven't really listened to the album or anything like that. But I found this quite funny, so. Yeah, what does this album mean to you guys and in your sound, would you say?
Well, I think we're not a comedy band, but we don't take ourselves seriously. And we think we can be funny at times. If people are laughing, it's fine by us.
And the Scat Man's about overcoming adversity and difficulty.
Yeah, he had a stutter and learned how to, like, he healed himself of the stutter or whatever through scatting. So he's actually like a really nice guy. Rest in peace.
Yeah. And like, you know, if you come to our shows, you might see some scat as well.
So he's old. He's
a nice
guy.
With good.
I don't know. He's just cool.
When we started out in 2020, way back in 2020, it was an album we were listening to a lot as we were on the road because it was, I don't know, uplifting.
Yeah. Keeps the vibe.
It's a very uplifting song. It's a very fun song.
And it's about self-mythologizing as well, which is a big Greco tenet.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he kind of like, you know, to use the modern parlance, manifests. He's like, I'm the scat man. I'm just going to, like, brand myself as a scat man. I'm going to, like, sing it into existence.
Chaos scat.
He was just a guy before that.
Awesome. I think, should we let the rest of this track play out? And, yeah, let's do that.
Good luck, everyone.
I've dreamed of getting this on the air.
And it's done. This is Scatman's World by the lovely Scatman John.
He's talking something very shocking just to keep on blocking what they're feeling inside. But listen to me, brother, you just keep on walking, cause you and me and sister ain't got nothing to hide. Scatman, fat man, black and white and brown man, tell me about the color of your soul. If part of your solution isn't ending the pollution, then I don't want to hear your stories told. I want to welcome you to Scatman's World. But how can someone win if winning means that someone loses? I sit and see and wonder what it's like to be in touch. No wonder all my brothers and my sisters need a crutch. I wanna be a human being, not a human doing. I couldn't keep that pace up if I tried. The source of my intention really isn't
of the lie. Yeah, welcome to the scat man's world.
Scatman's World by Scatman John. What a great song. What a great choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope no one's kind of had like a fender bender or something. Eh?
Yeah,
maybe
no.
I do.
This next song here is Lust.
Oh, shit. Okay, cool. We're going up.
We are going up. A bit of a transition from that last song.
Yeah.
Lust by Lords of Acid, the remastered band edition. Tell me about this song.
These guys are legends. They basically inform the kind of sound that we want to make. They've just got acid mixed in with industrial music. They did it first. They did it early. Came from Belgium. Yeah.
In like the 90s, early 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't know them, then you're a square. And sit down and listen.
I'll start playing them a little bit now, just to speak over. But I gave the song a listen to earlier today, obviously. Yeah. And I was like, man, this is Greco-Romac.
Ah.
This sounds not exactly like you guys, but like I can see where you guys get your inspiration from artists like Lord of Acid. Yeah.
It's just fun and dumb, you know?
Yeah.
And
I feel like you and I didn't know much about them until like kind of, I feel like after our first album, right?
They put some bad music out at a certain point. But like,
I feel like we didn't really get into them until kind of later on in the piece.
And there was like, yeah, I mean, New Beat has always kind of influenced us in a way, and the guy that produces the band, he sort of did a lot of that music as well, but I feel like this is the most crystallized version of it, and duh, I mean, the Mortal Kombat soundtrack, like that's a side project of them as well.
Yes. Yeah, and that's, people often say the Mortal Kombat when they hear us play.
Yeah.
Which,
it's destiny.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sure, you play the rest of the track out.
Catastrophic.
Lust, Lords of Acid, that's the remastered band edition, version. There you go. Look, it's been a long day. Now, we were just talking about Drive Island, which we're very excited to have you guys perform at next Friday. That'd be really cool.
And it's free entry.
It is free entry.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Look, free music, free great music at that.
Be incredible.
Damn, and it'll be early as well.
Yeah.
So after you've come to see us the night before at a place to bury strangers at Double Whammy, which... you can't miss out on. You'd be dumb. Then you can come follow up the next night at Drive Island.
Yeah.
It's great radio, baby. Well,
this
done.
Is great cross promotion.
It is. But we were just talking about your connection to CCTV, which I love. If you guys want to elaborate on that.
So was it last year or the year before? I don't know. Some time ago. We were asked to judge a heat in the Battle of the Bands for Ding Dong Lounge. And it was tough competition, but we ended up giving CCTV the win.
I don't think it was tough competition at all.
Well, I'm being nice. I'm being very nice and very professional. There were some very good bands.
Yeah.
But CCTV had a special something.
Yeah.
The X Factor.
As everyone knows now.
Yes, well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And now they're coming for us.
Yeah. No, we've always wanted to play with them, and it's sort of never aligned schedules and stuff-wise, so we're very stoked that it's this... this opportunity.
Yeah, we're going to see you next Friday. We're going to crush you, CCTV.
If you're listening, CCTV, watch out.
Hurrah!
Hurrah! All right, let's talk about this next song, Winter. Now, I might need some help with this name.
So do
we. But
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, let's give this a bit of a spin real quick. Let me just turn down my fader real quick.
The gist of it, friend showed me this wonderful album, Sparrow Oratorium, that he made. He's a Russian composer from the 90s, died in his 40s. Shit, it's just beautiful.
It's just so beautiful. And this, for us, is kind of special because, as you'll hear, it has, you know, operatic classical vocals, which not a lot of pop music does. And that's a big part of our sound. But also, I remember we were driving, listening to this album when we kind of were like...
the fuck are we going to do?
Yeah, thinking of making music. And we were like, well, if we made something anywhere close to this, we'd be... golden, so yeah.
Yeah.
And this is track one from that album, eh?
Yeah, listen to the whole album.
It's amazing. Like, start to finish, it's so good.
Yeah.
How many tracks? It's kind of a small album, eh? It was like four or five tracks, if I can, or six, maybe?
Yeah, it's like a suite of music, you know?
This is very stunning and definitely a switch up from the last track. But look, that's great. This is Winter by... Sergei Kyorkin. Oh, goodness, what a hard name to say.
Thank you.
Winter by Sergei.
You can do it.
No, I can't.
Sergei something.
Just say Sergei it really something. Fast.
Sergei something.
Yeah.
Beautiful track. Thank you for. Wait, could you repeat that again?
I think it's just Kurokin. I don't know. Just,
I like the accent you put on as well. Yeah,
that helps.
It's so sorry to anyone Russian-speaking listeners.
Yeah, this is apologies. Our Greco kayfabe.
Yeah, we should say sorry
in Russian. Could you try say the name like a Kiwi accent? Like
Kurokin.
Kurokin.
Awesome. Now,
no disrespect to him.
No disrespect to the rest of these tracks.
Yeah.
But the most exciting one is next. Now, talk about Noble Greece.
So Nobel Greece is obviously a pun on Nobel Peace, but it's a song that's just, I don't know, about these times, these trying times that we find ourselves in.
Geopolitical, global pressure and just tension. Yeah. The hive mind has lost its hive.
Yeah.
And we brought you a nice little scratchy ditty that's got a few new like guitar elements from the band. And I don't know, like... We kind of ended up making this strange tone poem just about this feeling of tension that's kind of going on
to
everywhere.
Me, it's kind of also like inspired by like walking down Broadway or even Karanghape Road, so sorry, and seeing like everything for lease. Yep. Everything's lease for lease for lease for lease. Mm. And then you see a new business or a new shop come and you're like, oh, wow, cool. And then it's just like,
But it's like a plodding sludge, you know? It's not like droopy or down. It's kind of like there's a psychic armor that you kind of have to wear in order to march through it. And yeah, so it's become an anthem.
And
it should be an anthem. I mean, fuck, hold on. No, it's got
Witch
an anthemic.
It.
And if I'm not mistaken,
it's a huge anthem.
This will be the first spin of the song, right?
That
no one
correct.
Else
yes.
has
premiere,
heard it. We're very
premiere.
Special to hear that.
Yeah, thank you.
Could we expect to hear this at the Bear Spot next week?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Absolutely.
It's a fun live donk. Yeah.
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 Awesome. Should we crack into it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Gavonche and Gherkin, Gherkin and Gavonche, your mirror smells a nightmare, and it's making me itchy. On a curve for relief, muscles twitching within me, erased histories. On paper thin ID, stretch it out like an archer on the sideline, see, taut and tense for the bullseye. Let it slip from the tip, watching it soar by, batting's the game. Across the floor, guy, candidate, riddled with hate, drumming up division, Gronk's taking the bait, uncontrolled cells in uncontrolled space, eat it off the floor, cause you like the taste, he's lazy, doesn't even want the job, slop seated on the throne, voted in by the toffs.
It's written on the walls. It's a 100-year lease. Fighting for that Nobel Greece. Allow me to reassure you. Allow me to reassure you. Allow me to reassure you. Machine learning and a scalpel, cutting Nobel Greece, I'm a prize. In my imminent domain, breakfast, lunch and tea. Never trust her, 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 never trust her. Man who doesn't face.
Oh yeah, allow me to show you, that's who we are.
Noble Greece by Gregor Remenk. That was the first bin of that incredible song.
Nobel, as in Maria Machado, yeah. The greasy...
Nobel Peace Prize that's now been given to Trump.
Look.
Form of,
let's.
I don't know. Anyway.
Look, I was saying before to you two, completely forgot Ribs, the dog, was in the studio with her. Yes. She's been such a well-behaved girl.
Ribs the dog is actually the fourth member of the band.
Yeah.
Love that. Will she be at the bear spot?
She might be.
She could be,
because it's dog friendly, and my colleague will be there probably with her dogs.
I wish she's got, for those not seeing where we are right now in this room.
We are at the BFM studio.
We're in the radio, but she's got really long ears, and it's a hard thing to put muffs on, earmuffs.
I know, yeah.
Otherwise, I think she'd be fine at shows. Like the dog in Sublime, that ska band.
I don't want to give it.
They've got a dog on
stage. Anyway,
we
weren't supposed to talk very much.
Oh, we're talking about Sublime?
No. He's wrapping up. We'll
quickly wrap up because we're leaving Jude. Sorry, Jude.
Hey, Jude.
Newsreader, Jude. But quickly, where can people see you? What are your plans for this year?
Mm-hmm.
That good stuff.
Next Wednesday at Mianui, we're playing with The Place to Bury Stranger in King
Hit. Wednesday or Thursday?
No. And then Thursday, we're playing at Double Whammy with Swallow the Rat and the amazing A Place to Bury Strangers.
Yes.
And then on the Friday, straight after that, you'll see us in top form as well, playing the Bear Spot with CCTV.
For Drive Island.
Drive Island.
95 BFM Drive Island.
And then I think we're doing Newton Fest and some... Yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming up. Basically, this year, there's going to be a lot of drip-fed stuff from us. We're doing a diptych of EPs.
That means two.
Yes. It's music to destroy private property too, basically. That's the hope. Is that right?
Yes.
Awesome. Can we expect, when are those EPs coming out?
First one, who knows? TBC.
TBC. Okay, no, we'll keep it at that.
Keep your
ears peeled.
We'll keep you fed. The teat will be never dry.
Yeah, that's a question for Ribs. Ribs? Let's throw it to Ribs.
All right, well, thank you so much, Billy and Damien, for coming on What's Cooking today.
Thank you.
Loved having you on. Thank you for your great picks. And thank you for letting us play Noble Greece. It's a great song.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Awesome. Have a good rest of your day,
folks.
Bye.
Bye.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.